Well, good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast. I'm Harold Herring and my fine wife, Bev, she's coming home tomorrow. And you'll be hearing her on Thursday morning. Hallelujah. Our scripture for today about do not fear, do not be afraid is, it's good. Numbers 6, verses 24, 25, and 26. It said, the Lord bless and keep you. Lord, make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. You don't have to worry when the peace of the Lord is ruling in your life and in your heart. On today's call, we're going to discuss 7 reasons why you give to get. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. once said, nothing in the world is more dangerous than sincere ignorance and conscientious stupidity. As I was reflecting on that quote, I was reminded of a conversation I had with someone in a position of authority. I like to call him Goofy, but that would be disrespectful. So I won't. This person was telling me, and we should never give to get. Truthfully, I couldn't believe a person of this man's standing could demonstrate such ignorance of the word. Good thing about being ignorant, or it's not knowing the truth, is there's hope for you. Ignorance is not an incurable disease. You can overcome it with the word and by willing to know the truth. Here are 7 reasons why you give to get. Number 1, if you give your heart to Jesus, then you'll get abundant and eternal life. Romans 10:8, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. John 10:10, I am come that you might have life, that you might have it more abundantly. God gave his only begotten Son, Jesus, so that he could reap a harvest of souls. Titus 2:14, Classic Amplified, who gave himself on our behalf that he might redeem us, purchase our freedom from all iniquity and purity for himself, a people to be peculiarly his own, people who are eager and enthusiastic about living a life that is good, filled with beneficial deeds. We give to get salvation, and that's a life filled with good and beneficial benefits. Number 2, if you want to have a closer relationship with the Lord, a sweet communion with the Holy Spirit, then you must give your time to get into his presence. 2 Timothy 2:15, Classic Amplified. Study and be eager. Do your utmost to present yourself to God, approved, tested by a trial, a workman who has no cause to be ashamed, correctly analyzing and accurately dividing, rightly handling, skillfully teaching the word of truth. There are way too many believers who want the benefits and blessings of God without the relationship. The only way you have a relationship is to spend time in his presence. I love my fine wife, Beth, but if I only spend 2 hours with her on Sunday morning and an hour on Wednesday night, we're not going to have much of a relationship. If you want to have an intimate relationship with your Heavenly Father, then you need to spend time in his presence and in his word. Yes, you give your time to get into his presence. 3, you have to give your whole heart if you want to get and experience a happy marriage. Without commitment, the vows that you take at the altar, they may last only as long as the honeymoon. It takes more for a happy marriage than picking the right china patterns or an active sex life. Just telling you the way it is. You got to invest time in each other. Learn to forgive when it's not your fault. And remember that having the last word doesn't mean you're right or won the argument. Total commitment? Well, it says, I love you and I'm willing to ride the waves of life, even in a hurricane, so that our marriage doesn't wipe out. Commitment brings rewards. Number four, you have to give up what's unhealthy if you want to get a healthier life. Really, it's easy. If you live and eat right, throw in some exercise, you can have a long life that will be satisfying to you, according to Psalm 91:16. Your exercise program must consist of more than walking to the food pantry, grabbing a Twinkie between commercials. Is exercise easy and discipline-free? Well, don't you be goofy. It takes commitment, but it's worth it. You don't get overweight overnight, and it's not going to change immediately. But change, you must. Number five, you have to give time to your children to get a legacy. Proverbs 13:22. A good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. The inheritance doesn't just refer to material wealth, but also the inheritance of all God's blessings and character that we desire for our children. How will they get that impartation unless you give it to them? Certainly won't get it in school. When was the last time you spent 10 minutes with your children and or grandchildren? Just talk with them about what's important in their lives. If they know how interested you are in their lives, even when it's not convenient, they'll be more inclined to listen to what you have to say. Number six, you have to give time to preparation before you ever get a promotion. It'd be goofy for you to go to your boss and say, if you give me a raise, you'll get better job performance from me. It doesn't work that way. You want a promotion, a raise in pay, or a better job? Go to work early, stay late. 40 hours is for people who just want to get by. If you want to get ahead, turn the television off and the internet and prepare your mind. Read books, listen to CDs or MP3s, and prepare yourself mentally for the promotion that's awaiting for you. Don't you think you have time? Well, if you spend 30 minutes a day, Monday through Friday, watching television, that amounts to 130 hours a year, or over 16 working days. That's the same amount of time most people give for an annual vacation. Everyone in the world has the same amount of time. It's how you choose to use it that separates the men from the boys and the women from the girls. Would your career and income possibilities be different if you invest that time, say, in your mind? If you give learning the time, you'll get the promotion. And number seven, you have to give money before you'll ever get a financial harvest. What does the Bible say that we should give first? Why should we give first? It's an act of worship, a reasonable response to all that God has done for us. Read Romans 12:1-2, 2 Corinthians 8:8-9. Second, our giving must reflect more than lip service. Matthew 25:31-46. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Matthew 6:21. Third, we should give because the Lord Jesus in Luke 12:33 and his apostles, 2 Corinthians 8:7, told us to give. Fourth, the scripture, God promises rewards for giving. Luke 12:33. You know, I have a financial advisor, a planner, who gives me great advice. He's never given me bad tip. Return on the investments he recommends brings a far greater return than the Wall Street average. Bottom line, if you sow, you reap. Hear me clear. Tough times are not the time to stop giving. It's the time to give with confidence, knowing that God's going to bring the blessing. 2 Corinthians 9, 6 and 7. 2 Corinthians 9, 6 and 7. Remember this. Whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. And whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Each man should give what he's decided in his heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. By this time, you should realize that Goofy was just being what his name implies. He was trying to sound holy when talking about seed time and harvest. But understand this. This trend of being politically correct is only good if it's scripturally accurate. That's something for you to think about. Yes, you give to give. No doubt about it. A review. If you give your heart to Jesus, then you get an abundant and eternal life. If you want to have a closer relationship with the Lord, a sweet communion with the Holy Spirit, then you give your time to get into His presence. Third, you have to give your whole heart if you want to get and experience a happy marriage. Give to give. Four, you have to give up what's unhealthy for you if you want to get a healthier life. You have to give time to your children to get a legacy. Six, you have to give time to preparation before you get a promotion. And number seven, you have to give money before you will get a financial harvest. Think on these things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you're blessed by the teaching and the ministry, go to heraldhearing.com. Click the button that says Sow a Seed. Just ask God what seed He'd have you sow. Do what He says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you, happy trails, and keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God. Bye-bye.